Parsha Shmini, the Moshitz Rebbe has a beautiful Torah on the Pasuk Krav al HaMizbeach, where it was instructed that Aharon should come to the Mizbeach. And Rashi says that Aharon was embarrassed and he was afraid to come to the Mizbeach to do the Avodah. And Moshe told him, "Why are you embarrassed? Lakach Nivcharta, that's why you were chosen." And we had a mahalach that we talked about last year. This is going to emphasize a different point. And it's really hard to understand. Busha, this type of embarrassment, is a good midah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why would it enter Aharon's mind not to do the Avodah because of Busha? He knows Busha is a good midah, nevertheless you do the mitzvah. And later, it says that Moshe and Aharon went to the Oyel Mayid, and then they went out of the Oyel Mayid. And Rashi asks, why did they go in? And the answer is because Aharon saw they were brought all these karbanis. The Shekhinah did not come down. So Aharon said, okay, that must be that HaKadosh Baruch is upset at me. And it's because of me that the Shekhinah did not come down. And he told Moshe, Moshe, this is what you're doing to me. I come in and I'm embarrassed. I expect, you know, the Shekhinah doesn't come down despite for me coming. So I'm getting embarrassed by this. So right away, Moshe came in with him, was Mavakish Rachmim Takadish Baruch Hu, and the Shekhinah came down to Klal Yisrael. So that's what it means, Shaya Aaron Baish, that because of his humbleness, he thought that his avodah didn't matter. He was afraid to go and get closer. And the truth is that's not the mahalach. The mahalach is, the way he puts it, ala adam lasis eshalai, a person needs to do what he needs to do. And what do you need to delve into the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This Gemara was brought down in Brachas Daf Yud. This is in regard to, I believe, Chizkiyah, could be wrong. It's brought down in a few places, but one of the places is by Chizkiyah, that he had a nevuah. He knew that if he would have children, they would not be Rishoyim. Menashe was one of them. And he didn't want to get married. And then basically he said, no, it's the secrets of the Rabbanu Shlailam. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what he meant to tell Aharon, come to the Mizbeach. Lamata Baish, why are you embarrassed? Lakach nevcharta. This is why your children, even if there would be a busha, even if there would be a busha, even if your avodah doesn't accomplish, nevertheless do what you are supposed to do. My what you're commanded to do, you need to do. And that is, the Torah is, that's a lesson forever, for every person in every generation, including us, to teach us that even if our hearts are broken in us, how are we worthy to do the mitzvah? We know our level. Why should I daven? How is Hashem going to, I'm so small and I make so many mistakes. How is Hashem going to listen to my tefillahs? Why should I daven for no reason? I won't accomplish anything with my tefillah. And I'll be embarrassed. No, don't be embarrassed. Lekach nevcharta. Do what you have to do. By the kafshin rachman alam alach. Never mind about the results. And that's a tremendous lesson that he brings down. That no matter how much you feel inferior or you feel unworthy, you do your thing. You do what the Rabbanu Shlailam wants from you to do. And you do it. And that's the aside over here. And of course, we know about Pesach Sheni, right? That it's another lesson in this week's Parsha, that it's never too late. You could always serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one of the greatest lessons over here, that there's always a second check and chance, and that's the aside of Pesach Sheni. Because Pesach Sheni is those also that, on one hand, they were Tamei Nefesh, but they said Lama Nigara. Why should we not be lose out? And that's the insight here, that don't let embarrassment convince you that you should lose out. You're always chaviv in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your tefillahs matter, your Torah matters, and it's very important to know that. It's very important to realize that. Another thing from this week's Parsha, that you see that Moshe got upset. Why didn't they eat the carbon? Aaron answered him. There's a difference between Kache Dairis and Kache Shah. And then it says, Vayishma Moshe v'yita be'enav. Moshe heard and it was good in his eyes. It was good in his eyes. So the Tzipornei comments that Moshe felt simcha upon hearing the reasoning of Aharon. He had hanah from the fact that Aharon was correct in his decision. In other words, Moshe wasn't interested in being right. When he was upset, initially, he was upset because he knew that the Ratzon Hashem, you need to do the Ratzon Hashem, and he understood that, you know, why didn't you eat it? Hashem wants you to eat it. But once he was told the logic and the reasoning of Aharon and why he didn't eat it and why he burned it, because Kache Dairis, you know, you don't eat now. So Moshe was besimcha. Vayishma Moshe vayita be'enav. It was good. He was happy. He had ano, like the Sephardi said, that Aharon was correct. And it's a rare quality to have such a love for Chachma that you get hanoah from it, even if someone else comes up with that good idea. In other words, very often, let's say you have chavrusas, and your chavrusa was mechadish something. So sometimes you feel a little like, you know, stab of pain, like, you know, I wish I could have been mechadish something like that. But you recognize it's a good idea, and a true chavrusa is happy for his chavrusa. I'm glad, wow, that's a great ha'ara. I didn't think of that. That's beautiful. And we learn from, that's how we are Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have the nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu within us. We can learn to do that, each one according to his level. But what was special about Moshe's simcha was that he made an error and Moshe and Aharon was right. Generally speaking, people would be upset when they make a mistake and learn that somebody else is right. But Moshe Rabbeinu was not that way. He was happy because of the Bakoshasa Emes, even though it meant that he was wrong. And that's a role model to strive for. It's a role model also for Chavrusas, and, you know, when they're talking and learning, and so on and so forth. It's a very, very important concept as well. And we'll repeat one new study that we talked about last year, which is important, that the two simani kashas of an animal chewing the cud and split hooves. And Rapam Zecher Tzadik Vrach used to say that a simani kashas of a yid has also two simanim. One is Beit Adam Lamokim and one is Beit Adam Lachaveiroi. And you need them both. And Rapam also used to say a sensitivity of talking about macholais, asurais, how careful you have to be, eat kosher and only allow kosher to come into your, you know, into your body, because it could affect your neshama. If things are not kosher and you eat it, it could affect your neshama in a negative way. And Rapam used to say it's a lot easier if you have sensitivity to what a neshama really is. The nisayon becomes much easier, where you're not sure something's questionable, you're going to be myra heter, maybe I could eat this or not. So when you're hungry and your body's hungry, of course, you're going to try to rationalize. It's okay. But if you value your neshama and how special it is, you will not do anything that would even have the remotest chance that it would taint your neshama in any way whatsoever. And he said, interesting, that many years earlier, there was somebody, a pianist, a very accomplished pianist, someone who plays piano for concerts, one of the best in the world, took out an insurance policy on their fingers, which is a very unusual thing. Meaning an insurance policy, $1 million insurance policy, for something that happens to his fingers. And he explained himself. He explained that for me, because I'm such a, you know, a well-known and renowned piano player all over the world, and this is my talent. So if I lose it, that's my life. So this pianist valued his fingers from which he played his piano to be priceless, come on. And he put an insurance policy on his fingers. Kolshkein, Rapam said, the way we should look at our neshama, everyone's the soul, that's way, way beyond comprehension how precious it is. And that is really what helps us do all mitzvahs, but especially the inyanim of macholais, to make sure that we eat kosher and not allow that non-kosher things to come into into us that could cause us chalila to cause a timtum, cause a tumma in our neshama. And that's another lesson in this week's parsha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu help also. It's the parsha of the death of Nadav Avihu. You had Simchas, but that marred the Simchas somewhat. We know the lesson of Ayida Maharin. He was Makabalit with a Simcha. And we can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, you know. But when we say that everything what Hashem does is for the good, it's an Avoida. And you get schar as you struggle with it. We may not be on the madrega of Aharon to remain mamash silent like him, to have such a clarity. Everything Hashem does is purposeful. But we could try to be his Talmud as best as we can. And we don't need to try. The Hashem should save us from real tragedies. But we could try it with smaller things too. And that's a good place to start. We may not be on the madrega when some real serious challenge comes up to really, it may be a struggle for us to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, although it's an avoda that over time we could do. But we could start with the smaller things in life. You missed the flight, or you missed the car ride, or you didn't get, you know, the less traumatic events that don't work your way. And you learn to say, this is also good, gamzel taiva. And even small things like you went out of your house and you're a block away. Ooh, I forgot something. I have to go back because I forgot, I have to go back a block or two blocks. That's also, like we talk about yesurim, is even if you pick up, you say you want to take a dime out of your pocket and you pulled out a nickel. That's also b'chinev yesurim. So that we can learn, kolecha kefi madregosai, to say that we're on the madrega of Aharon, Vayida Maharon, for such a thing. Who's on that madrega? We could just try to be his Talmud and learn from it. But certainly let's start with at least the smaller things, those smaller inconveniences. And agav, as a side note, how much it helps in Shalom Bayis. How much it helps in Shalom Bayis when things go mildly wrong and people get so upset about it, didn't go exactly the way that you wanted it to go. But in the scheme of things, you say Gamzul Taiva and you makabel it Bahava, and it enhances the Shalom Bayis when you have that peace and calm, even though things didn't, you know, there were bumps in the roads and things didn't always work out the way you wanted it to work out. So again, we can't, to reach that madrega of Aharon and Al Tavim, they say no one should have such nisyonos to get to that point. But the bottom line is each one according to our own level, according to our own even minor discomforts in life, to learn to have that calmness, that peace of mind, that quietness, that trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu that whatever he's doing is for the best. And Bez Hashem, ultimately we will see that. B'mehera b'yameinu, amen.